This morning, we're going to go ahead and talk about something that's very important and is very crucial in our walk with God. And I know some of you are probably surprised to see that I have a PowerPoint presentation up here. Believe me, I'm surprised. Okay?
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Wait, see how he does before we get impressed.
But this is the only slide. It's work in progress.
Still better than I can do.
I have backup. But anyways, what we're going to talk about today is 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. And the title is Light and Darkness, Sin and Forgiveness. And I'll read the scripture real quick here. It says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. At all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. That's powerful. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. I mean, those are some powerful words. Some powerful words. I mean, let's see if I find, this one right here. You know, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie. We lie to ourselves. It says we deceive ourselves, okay? Because if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I mean, I read this a couple of times, and it's like, these are some powerful words. I mean, that ministers to us right off the bat. Because if we say we claim to be without sin, it says we're lying. We're lying. Okay? Because this is an every single day process. Every single day, something comes up, something happens, where either by our own choice or something just happens that causes us to fall short. Okay, that's why every single day, from morning till night, we have to make sure that we put on the full armor of God so we are protected and try our hardest and seek God so that we don't fall into that a person that lies. We'll talk about some few points here and I'll bring it up. First one is God is light. Second one is claiming fellowship. Third one is don't lie to yourself. We'll also go over forgiveness only after true repentance. After true repentance. Not oops, I'm sorry, and think you're just going to go on. Life has to be true repentance. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. This means that God is absolutely holy, absolutely righteous, and absolutely pure, no sin whatsoever. It says at all. Now, if we are to be Christ-like, what does that mean? That we also have to try very hard, very, very hard, every single day, not to have sin. Not to sin. Again, that's an every single day process. I mean, a lot of us work in places where the enemy is constantly there, just throwing darts at you all single day, every single day. Okay? Or we, in some cases, family members. We might go to a family's house, family member's house, and be attacked there. Okay? A lot of them, they just don't know no better. They don't have Christ in them, so they just want to go ahead and attack. So the enemy doesn't care who it is, who you are, he's going to try and attack you. Okay? And he doesn't let you know he's going to do it. He doesn't have specific days when he does it. It's not just every Tuesday. Because if it was, then you can kind of just prepare for it. But it says that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to 5 says this. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was all over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Now, just for my own purposes, I kind of just wrote down some of the things here about light. Now, mind you, this is not just specifically light that we see. This is more of a spiritual light that we're talking about. But right here, light. What are some of the benefits of light? Well, we can see better. We can see more clear. We can see the direction God wants you to be in, to see his glory. Most importantly, to see his word. So, obviously, if we're going to talk about physical light, right, we need the light so we can see better. See where we're going. See what's going on. So you don't trip. Now, darkness is totally the opposite. Can't see your way. Can't see that we are way off the mark in Jesus Christ. Can't see him. So there's an obvious difference between light and darkness. The light, we can see better. We can see better. We can see where we're going. Okay? And now, applying that to Jesus Christ being the light, because he is the light, right? So if we're going to apply that, then him being the light, we are able to see a whole lot better our walk, as we should see our walk a whole lot better. Okay? In Christ, we can see in which direction we're going. We can see his word. We can study his word. If we're in the darkness, though, we can't see anything. We can't see that we're going in the wrong direction. I mean, at night, when we get up in the middle of the night, first thing we want to do, because why do you want to turn on the light? So you can see better. I mean, I don't know about you, but I really can't do a whole lot in the dark when it's pitch black. Turn on the light. So we can see a whole lot better, see where we're going. I know, right? You know, so obviously it's evident that in the light, everything is a whole lot better. Our walk, okay, our walk before Jesus Christ, we were in the dark. We couldn't see anything. We really couldn't. We thought we were seeing everything clearly. We weren't.
What you're saying is if we walk in the dark, we could hurt ourselves.
Yes. Physically and spiritually. If you walk in the dark, physically you can get very hurt. Spiritually, it would be devastating.
Can I just say something too?
If you're interested, go online and look up the attributes of light and how it's used. I mean, you know, we obviously can see, but that's just a small portion of the spectrum of what they consider light. So like radio waves and gamma rays and all that you can't see, that's still considered light. And how those things are used in modern science and what have you. Think of the military and how they are now using weapons that use light. Why? Because they can cut through a 4-foot piece of metal. You know, you guys work in the auto industry, you see those lasers, or, you know, if you had eye surgery, what have you. So the properties of light, really, there's almost like an infinite use.
Yes.
That can be destructive or can be very corrective or protective when it comes. So, yeah, we glibly kind of go over that when we read God as light, but we don't realize all the different uses that light can be used for, and how it benefits us today, from computers to overheads, you name it. You know, light in some instance, some form is used for the betterment of mankind. And you can definitely draw parallels all day long with it.
In Exodus chapter 13, verse 2:1, it says this, and this is what goes what Pastor Don was just talking about. It says, by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so they can travel by day and by night. And exactly right. Pastor Don just said it. Fire. Okay? It's not necessarily just a light bulb. It's fire to light their way. Okay, so fire is a source of light. And I know that common rays, when we have bonfires, is not, you know, it's nice and warm, it's nice to look at it and everything, but it's also a source of light. In verse 6, it says this, and this is just a note I wrote for myself. In order for us to have that relationship with Christ, we cannot be in both light and darkness. It is like oil and water. It just won't work. If we say we can, then we lie. As Christians, we cannot have any hidden sins and think we can have fellowship with Christ. For light and darkness cannot exist in us. Now, a lot of times, we've seen that. And at one point, when I used to be in church years and years ago, at one point, I thought I can do that also. Well, if I can go to church and do all the things I'm supposed to do in church, but once I left church, okay, then I thought I can do everything I could do with my friends. Okay? And that's not the case. Okay? That says you're either hot or cold. Can't be lukewarm. You can't be in the light, which is Christ, and be in the darkness, which is considered a sin. It's not going to work. Okay? And believe me, if we think we're getting away with it, you're lying to yourself. You're deceiving yourself. God sees everything. Everything that we do, God sees. So we can't really be thinking that we can just go ahead and just come to church and live a Christian life. And then as soon as the service is over on Sunday, Monday starts, and we start planning our day on Monday on what we're going to do that has absolutely nothing to do with Christ. And then come back on Sunday and think you just plug in again. It says God has no darkness whatsoever. At all. And if our walk is to be with Christ, then there should be no darkness in us. We shouldn't be walking in darkness. We should always be looking for God's life, okay, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to have God in our life. Because when we accepted Christ in our life, it says we become a new creation. The old is gone. We're a new creation. Our walk should be different. Our actions should be different. I mean, if the world can't tell us or can't see the difference in us, then we need to check ourselves. We do. I need to check myself. Because if my friends or the people that know me or that knew me can't see a difference, then I need to check myself. Then I need to find out in prayer and ask God, the Holy Spirit, to show me, to direct me in the path that I need to be in. Because there should be a change. I mean, doesn't that make you feel great when somebody says, you know what, there's something different about you. I don't know what it is. We know what it is. Okay? But when they say that, I remember one time when we were doing the missions to Mexico. I had went to Omar. He owns his family owned Mexican Town Bakery, and then they own Armando's restaurant. And I went up there and I gave them a letter for, for them to contribute to the missions. And about a week later, I go by and see if they were gonna help not. So I went over there he was there and his wife was in there, and I don't talk to his wife a lot. I always dealt business with him. So while I was in there, he looks at the letter and he's reading it, and he gives it to his wife. He goes, "Honey, what do you think?" I'm like, "Oh, great. She doesn't really know me." She doesn't. She doesn't know me. She looks at the letter and she looks at it and reads it. And she goes, "You know what? There's something different about you. I see something different about you." I'm like, "Okay." You know, because again, doesn't see me that much. So she goes, "There's a peace about you." Now I know what she's talking about. Now I know what she's talking about. So she goes, "There's something different about you. There's a peace about you. There's this, you just feel like relaxed and everything." I'm like, "Thank you, Jesus. I've been dying to feel that way." You know, because at one point, seriously, at one point with everything that we had in our past, a lot of times we still felt miserable. We felt happy one day, Saturday night, when we went out. That was it. The rest of the week, it was miserable. Now as Christians, I mean, we look forward to what Christ is going to do in our life, how God is going to use you. So again, it says that, you know, as Christians, we can't have any hidden sins. If we think we have sins that God has not seen already, you're deceiving yourself. We think we're getting away with it. And for a short time, sometimes you will. But God knows what his plans are. And he knows when, how, and where he's going to get a hold of you. And it might not be at the prettiest place. When you think you're getting away with it, God will say, "Now it's my turn." And he'll expose it. And we'll be embarrassed, and we'll go through all kinds of issues. And then we want to try and blame God. Well, turn around, look in the mirror, and what you see in front of you, that's the person you got to blame. Ephesians chapter 8, 5, verse 8. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." I mean, I was typing up and I'm typing them up, and man, this is some good. What else does it say? You know, and it's just, but for the sake of time, I just wrote some of these verses now. But these are powerful verses. This is God telling us, talking to us. "For you were once darkness." At one point, we were all in darkness. At one point. It says, "But now you are light in the Lord. Live as children." Now that happened once we decided to repent and to ask for God to be in our hearts and to be our Lord and Savior. Says, "But now you are in light." So now we're in light. Now we're Christians. Now we're walking with Christ. Now we can see the direction that he wants us to go in. Now we can see his word and what that means to us and how that teaches us, how that ministers to us. Now we can see with clear eyes how we want others to have what we have. Because when we were in darkness with them, we had no clue. We were with them. We were just right next to them, had no clue what they were missing. But now that we're in the light, now we can see a whole lot better. Like, now that light bulb went out. Oh my gosh. My life was so bad. Some of us worse than others. Won't mention Bob's name. Bob knows the carnival, Southwest Detroit. Bob was always at the carnival.
You wouldn't even go in there, would you?
No. No, we actually, when we walked Tom Verner, we actually like went around the door a little bit. We never walked straight. We kind of just did this. You never knew something or somebody might be flying out that bar. So when we went around there, we just literally like, well, went around there.
And what was the color of that bar? Dark. They had one light bulb in the whole bar. I'm thinking it was like a 15 watt.
It's true. That's how that place was. Again, that was darkness.
But you made an excellent point as you were going through here. We have to remember that we are in the light now, so there is no excuse.
When we were, God says what? He hates lukewarm. That means when we were in the darkness, we just didn't know better yet. Right. But if you're lukewarm, means you've had a taste of both. You know better, but you have chose not to go completely into the light. He hates that worse. We have no excuse now. Once you've seen that light, you have no excuse. You can't say, I did not know. And he hates that worse than somebody that's just an outright sinner. Once you've seen that light, you have no excuse after that.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says this. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And it gives light to everyone in the house. Same way, let your light shine before others. Who's the others? Like Bob said, those are people that just don't know no better right now. They're still in darkness. So we're the light. We're the people that need to show them that light. That they can see that light, so they can see a difference. Because again, if you're in a place, if you're with people and they don't know a difference, they can't see a difference, we need to check ourselves. We really need to go back home and check ourselves. Are we doing what they're doing? Are we still walking in darkness and in light? You can't. One is going to give. Guaranteed, one is going to give. Eventually, one will give. One will win. You're either going to be in light and follow Christ, or you're going to be in darkness and separate yourself from Christ. Because that's what we'll do. If you stay in darkness, you're separating yourself from Christ. Because it says in Him there is no darkness. There is no sin. So if we stay in darkness, if we stay in sin, then we're separating ourselves from Him. We're pushing further and further away. We have to choose. Like Bob said, it's a choice that we make. I either want to be a Christian, a true Christian, truly repent and follow Christ, follow that light and be led by the Spirit and help others see that same light. Because believe me, brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of people out there that are in darkness. They are so confused. They don't know if they're coming or going. They don't know what to do with their lives. They blame everybody. They're lost. They are completely lost. Yes, Sharon.
What you said before about Armando's wife noticing that there was a peace, there was a difference about you, is what the world's looking for.
Yes.
They want answers, whether it's an alcohol, drugs, or whatever, to their troubles and the sorrow and just the hurt and the different trials they're going through that they just don't understand. And if they don't see people like you that has the answer, you can preach to them all you want, but if they don't see peace and joy in your life, you can hang it up because they ain't going to listen.
That's true. If we're doing everything they're doing, what's the difference? If we're doing absolutely everything that the world is doing, then what's the difference? There is no difference. Then we're lying to ourselves. Then we're walking around lying every single day, saying, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. But if you're doing everything that's in the darkness, then you're in the darkness. You're not in the light. There has to be a difference. You're either in the light in Christ or you're in darkness with the enemy. It's our choice. And like Bob said, as Christians, we are now. Now, thank you, Jesus. We are now a new creation. Now we are the light. Now we're the light that people want to see because they're so far gone. It's like those ships. What do they need? They go by that. Well, now they use all these other radars and everything else. But at one point, that lighthouse. They went by that lighthouse. That one light is what they look for to make sure they don't shipwreck. A light. I mean, like Pastor Don said, all this technology that's not, you still need light. I mean, you can have the latest radar, but if there's no light illuminating it from underneath it, if it's pitch black, what good is it? Okay, so you still need that light. Yes, Sharon.
You know, most of, you didn't have the mic.
I don't need it. The light is in it.
And one of the things I've noticed in a lot of things I've seen on TV where they're showing old lighthouses and stuff like that is they were usually built where there's a bunch of cliffs, where there's a bunch of rocks and stuff that would actually shipwreck the boats. So the light was revealing the darkness.
Yes. Yes.
The rocks.
Amen. Amen. Verse 7. I'm sorry. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sins. So no matter what we've done, if we repent and we accept him as our Savior, he will forgive all sins. It's not just some of them. Well, look, you know, he doesn't start separating them by category. It says, says he, his son purifies us from all sin. If we truly repent, if we truly stay in the light, which is Christ, if we step out of the darkness and follow Christ, accept him, says he'll forgive and purify us from all sin. So it is only through our fellowship with God and being led by the Holy Spirit, can we separate ourselves from darkness, sin, and walk in his light, forgiveness, to be able to do the same for others. This isn't just a club that we're in. It's not just us and that's it. We have a job, a responsibility to go out and preach the good news. To whom? To those that are in the darkness. We're in the light now. Now we have a responsibility and a job to go out there and let other people know that there's an answer, that they don't have to stay in that darkness where they can't see where they're going, where their life is just miserable. That there's an outlet. Okay? Jesus Christ. They can go and accept them and get away from all that junk, all that darkness. When I mean darkness, I'm not just specifically saying about darkness itself. It's everything that's associated with it. Okay? Because being in darkness, you can't see Christ. And again, it has to be a difference. There should be a difference in us. Like Bob said, if we are light now, okay, it says we got to separate ourselves from the darkness every single day. The enemy does not rest. He's up before you and stays up later than you. When you wake up, he's already up trying to plan how he's going to attack you. Sure.
And the cool thing is that when the Holy Spirit, by God's grace, reveals Christ to us, he also gives us the grace, the empowerment to walk out what he's showing us.
Amen.
But just like the addict, we have to resist and be uncomfortable for a moment and receive that grace and walk in it. And amen. That's the hard part.
Amen. I'll finish up with Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. For he has rescued us from the dominions of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his son. He who loves in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. The last part of those slides I was showing is the last one was about forgiveness. Okay? If we truly repent, God will forgive you. But there has to be a walking away from what we used to do, from the past, from the darkness, and stay walking in Christ. Because you can't do both. We can't. Like I said earlier, water and vinegar, and oil just won't mix. It won't. You can try to mix it all you want. You can put it in the blender. And eventually you'll see it start separating. It just won't mix. We can't be in both. It won't mix. It won't work. We either have to choose to stay in Christ, to stay in that light, to be led by the Holy Spirit, so that we can bring out others that don't have what we have, that can't get it. Or we stay in darkness. And it says that if we think we can get away with it, we're lying to ourselves. It says you lie. We align to ourselves if we think that we can get away with it. If we can get away with trying to be in the light and in the darkness at the same time. It just won't work. The Bible says, it says that he has no darkness. I don't know about you, but I don't want no darkness. I did that for a lot of years of my life. Led nowhere. Happy on Saturdays, sad on Sunday. Because now I realize I got a hangover, I'm broke, and I got to go to work.
Sounds like a country song.
Somebody should write that one down and sing it. I mean, seriously, how many of us, I know a few people in here, but I won't say names. But a lot of us, right, we're in that position at one point of our lives. I know that Pastor Don a lot of times was trying to catch me when he was a police officer. And we used to go to this bar down the street. And I would try and park as far away from the club as I could, thinking, deceiving myself, cops don't know where I'm at. Then as I'm pulling away, there they go. I was deceiving myself. They knew. Again, so next week I'll come back with the second part. Okay, to light and darkness. And again, we have to choose to stay in God's presence. A lot of us know what kind of lives we had in the past. A lot of them were not so happy at all. Now we know there's a difference. There's a joy. Okay? Before, when we were going through something, we had nobody to go to. Now we do. We can get on knees and just start praying and start having that conversation with Christ, letting him know everything that's going on. He already knows it. He just wants to hear it from you. And I don't know about you, but when you do that, don't you just like feel a whole lot better? It's just like that weight is off your shoulders. Because now we got out of the darkness, and now we're in the light with Jesus Christ. Amen. So don't forget, downstairs, there's prayer. Amen. Drew Blank, can you close us in prayer, please? Ricardo, yes, please. Drew Blank there.
Father, thank you for the breakfast and the hands that prepared it, Lord. And Father, I just pray that we all open up our minds and hearts for the word today, and that we have a good time in fellowship together, and that the rest of this week goes well, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Prayer downstairs, please.